Well, good afternoon, brethren. Welcome guests. It's nice to see the guests visiting us. Did you know that the world is going to end in 13 days? Had you heard that? Well, I want to tell you something. Take heed that no man deceives you. That's the title of this message. It has been predicted recently that the world is going to end December 21st, 2012, according to an ancient Mayan calendar. Are you ready? Are you prepared for that day? Just in case you miraculously escape all the turmoil that will come. Have you picked out the perfect place to escape or to flee to? Do you have enough food and provisions for several months or even years it would take to rebuild? Here's just a short list of things that you would need to take with you to have at your disposal. Number one usually is toilet paper. Lots and lots and lots of it. Water. You can't survive without water. Canned food, dried foods. Milk, beans, rice, oatmeal, sugar, flour, salt, etc. Personal care items, soap and shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, because you can't smell, you know. And don't forget the toilet paper. Of course, this will all vary according to the part of society that you're trying to get away from or run from. But remember, if you have it and someone else doesn't and wants it, they're going to come after it. So therefore, you want to seek some kind of protection, such as a rifle, bullets, knives, tasers, pepper spray, sticks, rocks, a slingshot, and not to mention your own bare hands should someone attack you and try to take whatever few positions or provisions you have. You also need shelter to keep you from the elements, shade for the summer, hot summers, warmth in the cold winters, which brings up the subject of fuel and heating and cooking, blankets and clothes and footwear. You will probably want to go alone on this by yourself and not share it with anyone else other than family to protect whatever slim assets you might still have. Well, everyone wants to know when the end of the world is going to happen, or the end of this age. And many have attempted over the years, since Jesus Christ's time, to predict the end of the world, or this age, of mankind. Let me share with you the top 10 from Google. Of course, you can get anything on Google, whether you believe it or not, you know. From a Google website, and then we will take a look at why they never happen and what the Bible says concerning the end of this age of mankind. Though the Mayan calendar has scheduled an impending apocalypse for this year, 2012, it's actually been on its way for ages. We'll take a look at these 10 best and strangest doomsday predictions ever happened. Number one, Mount Vesuvius buries Pompeii. The infamous Italian volcano erupted more than 50 times over hundreds of thousands of years of activity, but no eruption was more earth-shaking than the one that engulfed Pompeii in the year 79. The deluge of volcanic ash shrouded the city in darkness like a black of closed and unlighted rooms, according to one witness, echoing the predictions of Roman philosopher Seneca that the earth would go up in smoke. Plagues and fires, 1666. According to the Bible's book of Revelation, the number 666 is described as the mark of the beast, which put Christian Europeans into tizzy as of the year 666 or 1666 approached, according to the Time magazine. The 1599 plague that ravaged Europe didn't help matters much either. Then, on September 2nd, 1666, a fire started in a London bakery, destroying more than 13,000 buildings and tens of thousands of homes over the course of 3 days. However, the disastrous fire claimed only 10 lives. The work of the devil? Perhaps, but not exactly earth-ending material. Number 3, Halley's Comet, and we've all heard of that, I think. Cuts close, 1910. The arrival of Halley's Comet, named after British astronomer Edmund Halley, wows the Earth every 75 years or so. However, 1910's arrival of the brilliant star caused more panic than excitement, National Geographic reported, as many speculated that the comet's tail would contain gas that would impregnate the atmosphere and possibly snuff out all life on the planet. Close call, but the planet stayed intact. Jehovah's Witness prophesied Christ's coming in 1914. Founded in the 1870s, the Christian offshoot long predicted that 1914 would be the year of Christ's kingdom came to earth, the Los Angeles Times reported. The group's central doctrine was the foundation for their door-to-door warnings that a bloody end of the world is imminent, wrote Times reporter John Dart, though 1914 came and went without Christ's arrival. And guess what? He's still not here yet. Number 5, Pat Robinson. Has been well respected and known evangelist. He's a TV evangelist, a former Republican presidential candidate. Pat Robinson is known for saying some far out things, and I think any most of us can relate to that at one time or another. But in 1980, his 1980 announcement on his Christian broadcast network show, The 700 Club, may have taken the cake. I guarantee by the end of 1982, there's going to be a judgment on this world, Robinson had said, predicting Armageddon followed by 7 nightmare years of suffering, according to Ranker. Another misjudging that apocalypse, Robertson revived his doomsday prophecies in 2006 and said, God had warned him of large storms and tsunamis, and in 2008, predicting the worldwide violence and the stock market crash by 2010. Number 6, a little later here, Heaven's Gate Hale-Bopp suicide. Does anybody here remember that? Okay. I lived not too far from there when I lived in San Diego, just right after that. Heaven's Gate, a cult founded by Marshall Applewhite, believed that the Earth was going to be wiped clean by aliens and that a UFO riding on the tail of the Hale-Bopp comet would transport their souls to the next life, the Daily Mail. Their doomsday prediction turned tragic when 39 members of the sect committed mass suicide on March the 26th, 1997, in an upscale mansion in the San Diego, California area. It was one of the worst mass suicides in the United States history, according to North County Times. Then number 7, The True Way, Taiwanese cult, March 31st, 1988. And this one's an interesting one. Homin Chen established The True Way cult in Taiwan, blending beliefs from Buddhism and Taoism and UFO conspiracy theories. Chen believed that God would appear on American cable television on the morning of March 31st, 1998. So he relocated his cult to Garland, Texas, because the town sounded like Godland to them, or to him, to wait for the rapture to happen. When God did not appear on TV as he had predicted, Chen offered to let his disciples crucify him, which, of course, they declined, according to UGO News. Many members of the True Way disbanded. Several returned to Taiwan because of visa issues. I guess if you can't stay, you better leave, hadn't you? Number 8, the Y2K scare, and I think I'm just going to pass over that. And a lot of people thought because of the going 00 at the end of that year that everything is just going to disintegrate. Because computers, nothing could handle it. So, didn't happen. Number 9, the Large Hadron Collider's Big Bang. Scientists at CERN in Geneva built a particle accelerator that would allow them to study the world's smallest known particles, according to the organization's announcement. The plan to have subatomic particles called Hadrons Collide led some critics to believe the experiment would cause a black hole that would ultimately destroy the Earth. Suck it right in. However, the experiment went forward, creating temperatures a million times hotter than the center of the sun, which hadn't been reached since the first billionth of a second following the Big Bang, and I think you got to use a little grain of salt on that one. Because if you created heat a billionth time the heat of the sun, it would probably destroy the sun from Earth, you know, but you know, you have to draw your own conclusion there. Number 10, and this happened just last year, the Rapture, May 21st, 2011. Radio preacher Harold Camping was the latest figure to predict Judgment Day, which he was expecting on May the 21st, 2011, based on his application of numerology to readings of the Bible, according to the National Geographic. The 89-year-old retired civil engineer had broadcast his doomsday warning around the world, even dispatching his disciples to spread the word. Though millions waited with bated breath, and the news organizations and comedians scoffed, Jesus did not come to collect the faithful, as Camping had said. Guess we'll just have to wait until the end of 2012. Well, brethren, as it was mentioned earlier, everyone wants to know when the end of this world is going to happen, and many have attempted to predict the end of this world or this age of mankind. Let's take a look why it has never happened, what the Bible says concerning the end of this age of mankind. I'm going to read this next one because Revelation 22, verse 7 says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of this prophecy of this book." And skipping on down to verses 12 and 13, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every one according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. It's nobody before, nobody after. He knows everything from the beginning and knows how it's going to end." Now, if you would, please turn with me to Matthew 24. And as Paul Harvey would say, for the rest of the story. Let's start in verse 3. Jesus Christ had just been speaking with his disciples in the temple. And now he's gone, it says, "As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of this age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.'" Let's go on down to verse 11. "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." Verse 13, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come." Now if you go with now to verse 23. He's just been warning them. "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, even if possible, the very elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look,' he's in the desert, or 'Do not go out,' or 'Look, he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will come the coming of the Son of Man." And going down to verse 33. "So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Surely I say to you, this generation, this the age of mankind, will by no means pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But," now here's the catcher, this is why nobody knows this, "but of that day and hour no one knows, no, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only." remember that man cannot predict the end of the age. We can speculate, and I think we all speculate at one time or another. We see things happening in the world. You know, we see the armies over there in the Middle East coming at each other, and yeah, it could be any time or it could be here in a few short years. But no man can predict the end of this age, because it is only God who knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end.